not just you. As soon as those words escape. Carla Pelosa, if you don't know, is the Gresham police chief. For nearly 20 years, Human Solutions has been empowering low-income and homeless families. Last year alone, the organization touched the lives of more than 112,000 people by providing affordable housing, employment training, information, and referral and family support services. Human Solutions is the largest developer of affordable housing in Mid and East Multnomah County, providing over 2,500 low-income families with safe, comfortable housing each year. Lincoln Woods, the most recent complex developed has earned recognition for its green building design and is a beautiful example of Human Solutions' belief that affordable housing should be vibrant, comfortable, and of the highest quality possible. Each of the organization's 14 housing complexes feature resident services offering programs for youth, English as a second language, financial literacy classes, and opportunities for residents to become more involved in their community. In addition to the building of sustainable housing, Human Solutions rent and utility assistance programs help to stabilize the lives of thousands of low-income families in our community. Combined with the extensive employment and economic development opportunities families have throughout the organization, Human Solutions makes a significant impact on the ongoing revitalization of some of Multnomah County's most impoverished neighborhoods. The organization also coordinates the Daybreak Shelter Network, a homeless shelter for families run almost entirely by its 200-plus volunteers. Human Solutions serves clients across the cultural spectrum and features a staff who speaks more than 15 languages. And last but not least, they let me park in their parking lot. When I commute in, they're out at the former Water Bureau site that we leased to them on 123rd and Powell, and they are a wonderful addition to our community and great partners and neighbors. Thank you both very much. And I'm not even going to venture which of you two want to speak.
Commissioner Leonard, and to the Portland City Council, Human Solutions is very grateful to receive this award. For many of us, the holiday season is a joyous and a wonderful time of year. But for the people that we serve at Human Solutions, very low-income families and individuals, this is a very harsh time of year, a time of year when people don't have enough to eat, a time of year when people are facing evictions or people are facing having their utilities shut off or not having the clothing that they need for the cold weather outside. So Human Solutions is very pleased to win this award on behalf of all of the nonprofits who are working so hard to bring services to low-income families. Human Solutions is led by our board chair, our board president, who is, as you now know, is Carla Peluso, who is also the police chief of the city of Gresham. And our belief at Human Solutions and our philosophy is in a neighbor helping neighbor philosophy. We know that we can't rest until all the people in Portland have enough food to eat, have a safe and decent place to live, and have enough clothing and medications to meet their needs. We feel like that's really the spirit of Portland, of neighbor helping neighbor to achieve that. Thank you.
And I'd like to just share why I devote my time to Human Solutions and applaud everyone who is winning an award today or being recognized as the Spirit of Portland. We are all in this together, and together what by providing self-esteem, a place to fit in, a place to go, people to listen, and people to hear, I know as a police chief, we are doing the best crime prevention we can for our community. So I applaud everyone. I am certainly thrilled to be associated with Human Solutions as it focuses on East Portland and East Multnomah County. But again, congratulations to everyone here, and thank you to the City of Portland.
Thank you so much.
Happy holidays.
Appreciate that.
Happy holidays
to you. Thank you so much.
Do I still get to keep parking out there? Even
it's being towed as we speak. Oh,
shoot. You'd think I'd learn, wouldn't you? It's not that funny, Tom Potter. Amy Jacobs, please. How are you? Giving back to the community, and this is a Fred Meyer Award Amy Jacobs is accepting on behalf of Fred Meyer. Giving back to the community has been a part of Fred Meyer's business philosophy since Mr. Meyer started the company in 1922. Whether it is through corporate donations, Fred Meyer Foundation grants, or associate volunteer hours, being a good neighbor is a vital part of the business. They have supported many organizations that have helped make Portland a better community for our customers and associates to live in. The Fred Meyer volunteers have contributed thousands of hours to Boys and Girls Clubs, Junior Achievement, Oregon Food Bank, Solve, the American Cancer Society, Portland Police Sunshine Division, Loaves and Fishes, Adopt a Class, the Portland Rescue Mission, Portland Fire, Toy and Joy, Rose Community, and Shop with a Cop, just to name a few. Fred Meyer is very proud to have an associate like Amy Jacobs who makes a difference in our community. Amy started working with the Rose Community, the Boys and Girls Club, and Portland Police 7 years ago, developing a Shop with a Cop program that provides underprivileged children in Southeast Portland the opportunity to shop with a Portland police officer and select new clothes and school supplies so they can begin the school year like any other children. Amy has also volunteered many hours with numerous other nonprofit organizations in the Portland area. Being one of Fred Meyer's store directors, Amy is practicing Mr. Meyer's philosophy and sharing it with all of the associates that work for her. Fred Meyer is proud to have called Portland home for the past 85 years and will continue to live by Mr. Meyer's spirit of giving back and by the motto of the Fred Meyer Volunteer Program, a little time, a little effort, and a better community. I worked for Fred Meyer's when Fred Meyer was alive and gave a talk to the group that got hired, so I know all of these words are really true, and I appreciate the work you and Fred Meyer does in the community. Congratulations.
Thank you. On behalf of Fred Meyer and myself, I just want to thank all of my partners and our partners up there that make it possible for us to keep growing and giving back to the community and making Portland a better place. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Commissioner Eric Sten.
I don't think I can top that. This one is hard to get. It's for our employee volunteer, and it's hard to get because you have a tremendous workforce of city employees who I think give their all every day. This year, we're honoring a very special one, Susan Bartel. Come on up, Susan. I've worked with Susan for many years, and this is overdue. Let's say, put it that way. Some people call Susan Sluzin because of her work on the Columbia Slough. pretty good, I think. She's committed to education, to environmental restoration, and she's made restoring the slough and educating kids and adults alike very fun in doing so. She helped found the Columbia Slough Watershed Council and has been the person behind all of the engaging community events they do. That includes the Columbia Slough Regatta, which is 150 canoes and kayaks for free coming down the slough. If you have not done that one, I highly recommend it, although it will look much, much better than the first time I did it back in 1996 because the slough has been cleaned up since then. A bilingual family environmental festival at Whitaker Ponds Nature Park and just constant events for students, city co-workers, and people throughout Northeast Portland and the city. The focus is habitat restoration, paddling, walking, and enjoying nature right in the heart of the urban environment. Susan is also a performer. She's an arts advocate, and she believes that ideas come alive through plays, poems, songs, and games. If you come to her award ceremony, you very well find yourself on stage, but you'll enjoy it. She's been inspired by many of the local and nationally known artists who have painted the slough, and she's organized art shows to show the beauty of our urban waterways and open spaces. She's done hundreds of tours throughout the course of her job, and on her own time, she's led a multi-year effort to establish sister environmental education centers in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. She's visited the city twice. There's a good, give her a hand, a round of applause there, and continues to advise visitors and People's Party's members as they move forward. She serves on the Harbor Oil Superfund Community Group and works with the Friends of Smith and Bybee Lake. And if you were to go to the slough 15 years ago, you would see that it was a sewage dump. We dumped overflow sewage into the Columbia Slough. 100% of the sewage is now out of the slough, and the restoration efforts are being enjoyed by people throughout the entire community, thanks to Susan. Good work.
I was thinking about how when I arrived here 30 years ago, I might have been part of the young creative class. I'm not young anymore, but there is room for creativity in all that we do. And so I'm pleased that I have the backing of my colleagues, of all of the many neighborhood people that have been a part of the Columbia Slough cleanup, and of our efforts to make sure that no one is left inside. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well deserved. And I have the great pleasure of giving our Neighborhood of the Year, and the 2000 Neighborhood of the Year is the Concordia Neighborhood Association. Concordia, come on up. You can just take a look at them and see what's going on. Concordia, as everybody knows, is a Northeast neighborhood. It's a very fortunate one that has a rich history of some of our strongest community involvement and accomplishments. They've been at this for years, and we've got 100 neighborhoods, and some of them are very competitive. So this year is Concordia's year, and let me tell you why. The highlights of 2007 include a professional quality newspaper delivered to each and every resident and business, as well as a new webpage with updated information, and the first new playground structure installed at Fernhill Park in over 40 years. And kids will do a lot of work in 40 years on a playground structure. The neighborhood leaders have also pulled off a free concert in the park series, of which they're very proud. And this year, the attendance was over 2,500 people. The creation of shared public spaces, and they've worked very hard to make the area around the designated intersections where we're having safety problems much safer. They revitalized a neglected small commercial node at Northeast 30th and Ainsworth. They held a neighborhood cleanup and garage sale and continued the much-loved spring egg hunt and are either just getting ready or just completed the year-end holiday party. There's a reason they won this award. The group worked on the firearm collection drive with Ceasefire Oregon and continues to work on last Thursday on Alberta Street with self-policing and work with the city agencies to make everything go smoothly. This year they also did the Art Hop Street Festival and the Alberta Street Fair. The Concordia residents are part of several city focus groups and action committees, such as, and this one is no fun, believe me, the Airport Futures Planning Advisory Group. But all of you are thanking them for working on this, believe me. They're forging new and strengthening ongoing relationships with the Native American Youth and Family Center, NAYA, which recently increased its presence in the neighborhood in a very positive way. And Concordia neighborhood businesses continue to receive local and national acclaim for their various restaurants, art galleries, and other venues. We don't expect them to let down in 2008, but 2007, Concordia, for all these reasons, it's pretty obvious, is our neighborhood of the year. Thank you.
Well, thank you. First of all, Concordia is obviously a great place to live. And the strength of our neighborhood is in all the residents and business owners. And Katie, Danny, Belinda, Ike, and I are just really here to represent all of them who have contributed and participated in all our successes and all our activities throughout the year. And so on behalf of them, we thank you and for this award. And we also want to encourage anyone who is not currently involved in your neighborhood association to get out there and get involved. It'll make a real difference. Thank you.
Also, Concordia, look forward to winning this again next year. Thank you.
Could be our first repeat winner. We'll see. To give our final two awards, help me bring back Mayor Potter.
Thank you. The next award goes to the nonprofit organization of the year, the Native People's Circle of Hope.
That's right.
There is the award.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. The Native People's Circle of Hope is a coalition of Native American cancer support groups whose mission is to provide hope, improve communication, support, education, and advocacy for the cancer survivor. It was founded in 2001 and has a national office and local chapters. One of the founding chapters is the Portland-Vancouver chapter, whose core project is the Medicine Bag Project. It gifts the newly diagnosed cancer survivor, regardless of ethnic background, with the items they may need during treatment, including lap quilts, knitted hats, and beaded medicine bag necklaces and other items given in the spirit of love, strength, and caring. One of the goals of the local chapter is to help people know that they are not alone in their battle against cancer. Another is networking and outreach so that local organizations servicing the Native community are aware of this service to them. The group also helps cancer survivors financially with screening costs and other treatments not covered by insurance and with funds so they can get to and from appointments. The local chapter does not do its work alone and has developed partnerships with medical providers, cancer resource organizations, private individuals, and businesses, and universities both at the local as well as national level. Native cancer survivor artwork has been shown here in City Hall. Chapter members have participated in the Race for the Cure, the Relay for Life, and the Live Strong Challenge. For the past 2 years, they've also held the Gathering of Flutes event, which not only raises funds, but promotes the use of Native American flute as a way of healing. The event also showcases Native culture, Native art, and Native foods, all in the spirit of communicating with the people of Portland. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Ruth Waltz. I'm the president. And when we started this, I met my friend Celeste White Wolf. My life has never calmed down since. We have gone to many different Indian reservations, and there is help with the medicines, the information. But Native Americans don't all live on reservations. They live in your community, in every community. And the biggest thing we run into is if we ask for help, they say, well, you're a Native American, you get everything paid for. And I would like to tell you, in my life, I've got $312 money from our Native tribe. So I wouldn't be this plump if that's what I lived on. And so we decided we would go and seek out the people living in the urban communities as much as on the reservations. And I'd like to introduce Cece so she can tell you more about the gold shawl and our ribbon shirts. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. Ruth is one of the marvelous volunteers, and thank you, Mayor Tom Potter. He also came to help us last year at our Gathering of Flutes here in Portland. Yes, we have a project called the Native Hope Project, which is the wearing of yellow, the color yellow in regalia, and this is the color of hope, so that we want to show solidarity with all cancer survivors, regardless of your skin color, your ethnic background, whether you're a man or a woman. We also want to thank all the wonderful volunteers we have that are here supporting us, that also have helped us throughout the years. We encourage you to come to our events, call us, check us out. We're always looking for help, and we always look for help regardless of anybody's nationality, and we extend our hand to you because cancer doesn't care whether you're a man, woman, young, or old. Thank you.
You know, the last award isn't because that person is the least worthy. They're probably one of the most worthy people I know. And it's for outstanding partnership. And Allison Stoll, could you please come forward? You know, I'm reminded, because she comes from a wonderful family, that my mother used to say that as the twig is bent, so grows the tree. And I think her upbringing has created the tree that we see before us, this wonderful person that I've known for many years. Allison Stoll has been executive director of Central Northeast Neighbors since 1998, after serving 8 years as a crime prevention specialist. In that role, she helped draft the first prostitution-free zone ordinance. She was honored for her work, receiving the Chiefs Forum Problem-Solving Award in 1996. She brings a wealth of experience and enthusiasm to the many community activities she is part of, whether they be the Hollywood Lions Club mobile screening unit to screen for sight, hearing, and diabetes, or as a girls' basketball and volleyball coach at her daughter's school. She's also been active in the Boys and Girls Club teams and the Lions Shoes for Kids program. Allison served at the Beaumont Wilshire Neighborhood Association newsletter editor from 1984 to 87, back when she said, "We typed and cut and pasted and hand-delivered over 400 issues," in parentheses, "with the help of my family." While at CNN, Central Northeast Neighborhood, she led many partnerships. She worked with the Bureau of Environmental Services to create the Bulky Waste Collection Program. She allowed neighbors to place large unwanted items at the curb for free pickup. It included enough tires to fit on a car in every parking space in the Lloyd Center parking lot. And I'm sure Allison counted those too. She worked with tenants of the Clara Vista apartments in partnership with the city to improve living conditions and force landlords to make necessary repairs for the mostly minority renters. She worked on the summer neighborhood's 35th annual Kids Safe Halloween celebration. Last year, 200 children showed up for the party. Her long-term commitment and Portland spirit make her a fitting candidate for this award. Congratulations, Allison.
Wow, it's hard to be the last person after all those wonderful people go in front of you. And Edna, thank you for your words of encouragement, because I'm following in very large footsteps of yours. I just want to say that community partnerships are truly, at first I wanted to use the word relationships, but really community partnerships are about building friendships. And I see so many faces here. Even Tom Potter, I consider truly a friend. All of you are my friends, not just relationships. And so I think that that's it. When you build friendship, you build trust. And that's how community partnerships are built. I thank you so much for this award. You just don't know how much this means to me and my family. Thank you. Yeah. Well... Tom's handed me back the mic. Don't you love this? It's that woman thing. I got to speak a little more. He asked me. I would like to introduce my husband, Wayne Stoll, who's here with me. He is a past president of the Park Rose Business Association. My mother and father-in-law couldn't be here today because my mother-in-law is not feeling well. Norm and Helen Stoll, and they've been big neighborhood people in the Hollywood Neighborhood Association. So, and then we have two daughters, Ansley and Caitlin, who both work. Caitlin used to call my office Mommy's Meeting. So there you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Allison. Well, you know, that concludes our ceremony. I hope that you folks are as uplifted by all of this as I am. I think we have a wonderful community. I would not live in any other city but the city of Portland because of people like this, because they care and they give. And I think at this time of the year, it's really important that we remember and recognize people like this. So on behalf of the entire City Council, I want to say thank you to all the recipients of these awards. Thank you for your years of service. Thank you for your love of community. And thank you for making Portland a better place. If you folks would be so kind to join us down on the first floor, there's an atrium down there, and that we're going to have a celebration. And you can actually get autographs of the various people if you wish. But come down and... come tell them thank you yourself. Thank you all for being here.
What's that? Oh, I'm supposed to meet with you. Yeah. You're on my schedule today? You're kidding. I was sitting there working and never even looked at my schedule.
Okay.
But I did want to talk to you. I want to get together for whenever the first budget thing. You know when that is? Okay. I want to make sure that I get. I told Linda I'd like to get her budgetary well in advance so I can talk to you.
Okay.
I had no idea you were on the same wavelength.
Oh, I mean, did I hear I come saying to you?
Yeah. No, I'm like, when you said that, I was like, that makes it easy. Yeah.
Just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, if we accomplish nothing else but that.
That would be huge.
Huge.
I mean, that's hundreds of hours of time, thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Very nice, Tom.
Yeah,
that was
fun.
A lot of fun, wasn't
you
it?
You sure added the right amount of humor to all of it.
I said, Carla, there, hold on. Here we go.
And she didn't pass it up,
time,
did she?
This is the first time she handcuffed me, too. You know, I wrote in the parade out there.
Did they duct tape you or something?
Duct tape me.